We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming to the 51st chapter today. We're going to read the first 11 verses of Isaiah 51. And in our sermon today, we're going to discuss in part the way that works righteousness actually works against a life that's really offered to God. You see it in this passage because he's going to confront you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Now you could say, isn't it good to seek the Lord, to seek righteousness, not as a matter of our works, as boasting before the Lord? And he's going to challenge them to look to Abraham. Abraham's a forefather of the Israelite people, and he was a sinner, an idolater, saved by grace alone, called by the word of God when he merited nothing but judgment. What is this talk of deserving salvation? Which talk would make us ungrateful? And they're going to be ungrateful because of it when the Messiah comes. And oh, but what reasons we have to be instead very thankful. Been saved by grace alone as sinners who need a Savior. And he gives us joy and gladness will be found in her. Thanksgiving, the song of the voice. And he's going to recite here, my salvation will be forever. My righteousness, the one that he gives, will never be dismayed. Towards the end of our passage, he talks about God putting on strength, and he dries up the sea, and he parts the water. That's, of course, a reference to the Exodus of Israel. And he mentions the mythological Rahab, the sea opponents. God just parted the waves when they were opposed to his people. You've probably experienced that. If not, you will. God will save you in a way that you can only be saved by him. And the result is that we should be grateful in Jesus Christ. The Old Testament people should be looking for him when he comes. Well, he has come. Let's be looking to him in faith. Well, these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 51, 1 to 11. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of man, nor be dismayed at their revilings. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation to all generations. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord, awake as in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the seas, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.